Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, we are injury attorneys. We bring the show to you to give you information, to teach you, to educate you, hopefully maybe give you a level playing field with the insurance company who tries to beat your injury claim, defeat your injury claim, defeat you, pay you little or next to nothing or nothing through their lawyers, through their strategies, through their game plans. You know, we've developed a legal game plan. If you've been injured, you can come to us anytime. We put, Brad and I have over 30 years of experience each. We put 30 years of experience plus into our legal game plan. We trademarked, protected it. You know, our legal game plan is designed and tailored to you, your own case, your own medical condition, how you were injured, how the accident happened, if it was an accident, what your injuries are, what your damages are. I've said before, you know, if you're hit by a drunk driver, that involves a different legal game plan. Hit by a texting driver, that involves a different legal game plan. And don't you think for a second that those insurance companies don't have their own legal game plan. They do. Now, we're in the middle of our series on the ABCs of how insurance companies try to attack and beat your injury claim. We're going to be covering that today, but it's important to understand from the beginning, at the outset, that they have a legal game plan to beat you. This is war. You need to understand this. They're not your friend. They're not on your side. They're not going to treat you fairly. They're going to try to pay you as little as possible. They're going to try to minimize your injuries, minimize your case. And we've been teaching you and showing you ways that they do it. And if you listen to our shows, we appreciate it very much, but we're trying very hard to give you the education and the information that you need to understand the arena that you're in, to understand how to navigate these insurance mazes once you've been injured. You can call us anytime for a free initial consultation or legal game plan. Free legal game plan. It's all there for you. 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. Or anytime, just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Okay, today we're still in our series about how insurance companies try to attack your claim, beat your claim, beat you. And you don't even know it. And we've covered that they even start doing this before an accident happens. And a lot of people say, how does that happen? What are you talking about? So you're going to have to listen to our shows. We're not going to repeat that here today. But they have a strategy. They have a game plan. And they're after this. And they don't want to pay. And they want to pay as little as possible. They have their own attorneys, their own doctors, their own engineers. They have their IME, so-called independent medical examinations. And there's nothing independent about it. Okay, so today we're talking about the bigger picture overall. So you have an accident. Our example is a car accident. You have an accident. And then, Brad, they attack how the accident happened. You might have been rear-ended, and they're going to try to blame you or mitigate it. So they attack liability. That's what lawyers call it, liability, meaning who's at fault. And then they attack damages. But, Brad, let's talk a little bit about this liability thing, how they go at it. And, let's say the accident has already occurred. You put in a claim, and how are they going to try to beat you?
Well, that's a big part of the case. And don't ever just think that it's going to be automatic, that they're going to admit they were responsible for the accident. They're not going to do that. They're going to try to find ways that you're at least partially responsible, or that some other car, some phantom car out there is responsible, or that you, somebody else shares in the responsibility, or that the circumstances surrounding the accident were, and surrounding the roads, or surrounding the weather, or surrounding the other people driving, were so bad that there was no way that they could have avoided the accident, and therefore they shouldn't be responsible. The point of to begin with is to try to avoid responsibility by painting and putting together whatever they can to cause doubt in a juror's mind, to cause the juror to start thinking, well, maybe they didn't do something wrong, and maybe we should maybe apportion some responsibility to some other phantom car, or maybe we should apportion some kind of responsibility to some other set of circumstances, or maybe to the person who got hurt.
Right, and it's their attack. They do this, and you got to understand that's what they do. So the first thing we're trying to teach you today is they attack how the accident happened. That's called liability, meaning who's liable, who's responsible, who's supposed to pay, what insurance company insures who. And if they insure somebody that rear-ended you, there is even a strong legal presumption in Colorado once you've been rear-ended, the other person is at fault. And you might be saying to yourself right now, what are we talking about here? What's going on, you guys? Because I got rear-ended, I was sitting at a stoplight, I did nothing wrong. But they're going to talk about weather. They're going to talk about snow and ice, and we've done shows on snow and ice. That was the fault. You were at fault. Your brake lights weren't working. You didn't have your seat belt on. You stopped too fast. You stopped for no apparent reason whatsoever. On and on and on. So you need to understand, they attack the way the accident happened. That's called liability. Are they going to accept 100% liability, 40% liability, or are they going to blame you? You know, and you can imagine the other scenarios. Brad, you know, sometimes you have a car turning left in front of another one at a light. That's a very, very meanable one for them to attack. T-bone accidents, head-on collisions, crossing the center lane in snow and ice. They attack how the accident happened.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They're going to attack how it happened. They're going to attack that who had the right-of-way. They're going to attack whether or not you could have stopped anyway. A favorite question in depositions is the defense attorney saying something to the effect of, do you think there's anything in hindsight you could have done to have avoided or this accident or to make it less severe? And a lot of people, when they start thinking 20/20 hindsight, will say something like that. And I think a lot of adjusters like to ask that question. And because we all relive an accident. When we relive an accident, a lot of times it's in slow motion. A lot of times we're thinking, if I just could have, if I just would have, if this would have just happened. And you always think you have some way you could have avoided that accident or maybe something you could have done. You know, it's like when you're sitting at a light and you hear some tire screeching, you just happen to be looking in the rearview mirror, and you see this car barreling down on you, and you know they're going to hit you. And, you know, if you've got a passenger, you're going, look out, or get ready, or oh my gosh, you know, and you're saying something like that. And, you know, the adjuster or the defense attorney will at some point say, well, do you think you could have just gone forward a little bit? You could have moved over. You could have made a turn. You could have gotten out of the way. I mean, you know, did you have cars coming from the other side? It was late at night. Do you think you could have done that as you saw it coming? And there's so many people when they're reliving it in slow motion going, if only I would have done that. And they say, you know, maybe I could have. Well, right there means they're now going to cut you off and they're going to start saying you could have avoided this accident. You had the last clear chance to avoid it.
Exactly. And so when you're rear-ended, say, how can I be blamed? I was stopped at a stoplight. I was rear-ended. A lot of people say, I saw this car coming at me from behind. It was coming really fast. I knew it was going to hit me. Well, timing is very important. So if they can get you to guess, and I mean really guess, well, how far back was it? And that's one way they attack, you know, and say, let's say I saw it a mile back there. We have plenty of time for a mile to move your car, back it up, turn it sideways, turn it around. You got a lot of time to do a lot of things. So that's how they do it. And there's a million tricks they have, and we can't cover them all in the air, but we're trying to give you the flavor of it. We're trying to give you a couple of examples of it so that you become educated. A siren should be going off in your head. It should be like a red light blinking, a warning to you, okay? Because they're going to attack liability. They have a game plan. Believe it. They have a game plan to attack you, to attack the accident, to attack your injuries, to attack your damages. And that's what we're covering these subjects for. So a rear ender should be pretty plain vanilla, should be pretty plain and obvious. But they don't. They go on these attacks, you know. And then if you get more complicated, if somebody swerves, then you know, what was the timing? Who had the intent? If a car turns left in front of another oncoming car at an intersection, who had the green light? Was it yellow? Was it red? Was it green? Was it turning? What was the timing? That's how they do it. You need to understand what happened in your accident, because many, many times you are completely not at fault. You're completely faultless, 0% responsibility, and they try to blame you. Anyway, and they start it from the very beginning by saying, can we take your statement? Can we do this? Can we ask you a few questions? Can you fill out a few forms? We are trying to tell you about that. So, all right, now that's how they attack liability on the accident, and we can't cover every way. But let's switch gears a little bit. You know, we do a legal game plan, and part of our legal game plan deals with how the accident happened. Do you have a game plan to prove how your accident happened? Do you have a game plan to prove mechanically how you were injured? What was the mechanism of injury? And let's talk a minute about how important that is, based on these insurance companies' attacks?
Well, it's vital that you have a game plan, that you know how you're going to address each one of the things they come at you with, because they're going to come at you with quite a few things, and you need to know how you want to get on the offense and how you want to be able to start showing that, no, look, your part, your insured is responsible for what happened. I didn't do anything wrong. I was obeying the laws. I was correctly driving my car and correctly operating within the laws of this state and in a proper manner. And it's your insured who did things wrong. And stop trying to avoid responsibility by trying to hang something on me and trying to muddy the waters and to confuse matters and to make me feel guilty like I can't do these things. You need to start, instead of hiding or waiting and feeling timid about, well, gee, these guys are the experts and they know what's going on and these guys are the ones who do everything. You need to get on the offensive where you're saying, I'm going to stand up for my rights and I'm going to pursue my rights and I'm going to get what I'm entitled to as a result of the injuries that have been inflicted.
Exactly. You have to have your own legal game plan. You can get it from Bell and Pollock. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been doing injury work for over 30 years. We've been helping people put their lives back together again, and we do it in part through our legal game plan, which is free to you, and our free initial consultation, and you get the game plan. But don't you see, you need a strategy, a game plan on how the accident happened, who's responsible and why, who's liable and why. That's what our free legal game plan is about. It's designed. It's got our 30-plus years of experience packed into it, and so that's what it's all about. Bell and Pollock, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, anytime, anywhere. You can contact us. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. If you're in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. You know we have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. And why do we do it? Because we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA Choice Lean Ground Beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh-made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is our injury show. Don't forget, we do a live show on Saturday mornings, every Saturday at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's 7 o'clock in the morning on the AM dial, 630 AM KHOW. You can listen to our live call-in show. You can call us with any question on any legal subject on that show. These shows are for injury subjects because we are injury attorneys. We do the Saturday show as a community service to help people with regard to a variety of different questions, point them in the right direction, maybe get them a specialist, maybe even answer their questions. You can call us anytime at 7 to 8 in the morning on Saturdays, at our live call-in show. Here we are, we're talking about injuries, and we're back to the basics, the ABCs of how insurance companies try to beat your claim, defeat your claim, and defeat you. Brad, let's talk a little bit about damages and explain what damages are, because people hear about injuries, damages, and losses. But first of all, we need to understand the components, and then we're going to tell you how these insurance companies go at it.
Sure. The first thing that'll come to mind are damages to your car, which are significant and it need to be addressed. Those are usually not subject to as much variable opinion as you might think. You get car mechanics, you get car auto body shops in, and they start talking about how they're going to repair the car and what needs to be done. And you start talking, and you can usually come to some kind of resolution, although I'd have to say probably 95% of the time, you're not happy with the resolution the insurance company comes up with, because the insurance company probably runs at least four or five different ways to value the property damage, and then picks the lowest one while you're fighting that you should get something else. But what we talk about here, and what you need to find with the biggest variables, are the physical damages. What's happened to your body? What's happened to your ability to make money? What's happened to your ability to pursue your career? What's happened to your body, and what kind of medical care are you going to need in the future? And unfortunately, our bodies can't be repaired like a car, where you just bang out the dents and everything's fine. Your body goes into a weakened state. Your body has maybe more susceptible for problems in the future. And so you need to find somebody who helps you analyze and address those damages and identifies, okay, what's happened to my body? Why didn't I notice it immediately? Why did it take a few days or a few weeks to come forward? Maybe the symptoms were already there, but maybe they just weren't recognized if it's a closed head injury or traumatic brain injury. Why did I not start feeling this tingling and pain going down my arms and down my legs from what I guess is now a herniated disc in my vertebrae that's causing me to have a pinched disc? And what's it going to take to fix this? Can it be fixed? And if it can't be fixed, how is it going to affect my life? And how do I get compensation for all this?
Right. And it's a basic bottom line question, because people ask it all the time, you know. Oh, I didn't do anything wrong. I was sitting at a stoplight, or a drunk driver hit me, which is a different game plan, or a texting driver hit me. They weren't even looking where they were going, which is a different game plan. But we're talking about your injuries. We're talking about injuries to your body parts. It sounds kind of simple, sign of maybe anatomically enlightening. But you need to understand that's how insurance companies go at it. So if they're going to attack your injuries, which they do, then they want to find out what they are. And we're going to go over how they do it with regard to your medical records, with regard to your statements, with regard to how you talk to the doctors. And that's why we do a series on this, because we can't cover all of this in one show. Obviously, I think you can see why. But let's just take a shoulder, for example, Brad. So maybe you have a shoulder injury, shoulder pain. Maybe you have an MRI. So you might have, a tear of the supraspinatus tendon. You might have a tear of muscles or ligaments. You might have a rotator cuff tear, which you're going to need surgery. And so they're going to attack it, and they're going to say, you need very little treatment. Even if you need surgery, it's no big deal, because you can be restored anatomically 100%. It's not necessarily true, but that's how they're going to say it. So you might have needed surgery, but you're okay, and nothing's going to affect you in the future. Why do they talk about the future? Why do they attack the future so hard?
Well, that's where damages are really, really significant, because the future holds usually of somewhat of a dim light for a lot of people. That light at the end of the tunnel, as they keep going towards it, is not nearly as bright as a result of an injury, an accident. You pay for those injuries, you pay for those bumps, you pay for those bruises, you pay for the things that happen to your body at a later time in life. It never ceases to amaze me, Gary, how people can watch football players and see them in collisions, and they can say, man, that guy's going to hurt when he's 50 or when he's 60 or when he's 70. They say he's going to hurt in his later years. We can watch skiers. We can watch people that incur falls, or just from what happens to them when they tear up their knees and stuff, saying they're going to have arthritis and they're going to be limping and they're not going to be in very good condition in that when they hit 50 and 60. But yet if that happens in a car accident, everybody can act like and the insurance companies, and they have their paid doctors who are going to walk in and go, oh, this will have no effect on you in 20 or 30 years as you get older. It's not going to mean a thing. Don't worry about it. It's all going to go away and you're going to be right back to 100%. And this will, and we will have smoothed out the road for you. Well, that's just plain bunk.
Well, yeah. And that's how that's one of the ways they attack it big time. And so don't think they're not doing this and don't think they're just ignoring it. They're trying to get your medical information, your medical records, and to attack you and to beat your claim. And one of the ways they do it is to, and we're going to cover in a later show coming up, how they do these so-called independent medical examinations. But they call them independent medical examinations. They call them IMEs, independent medical examinations. But there is nothing independent about it. That's not for today's subject. Today's subject is we're taking a body part. Let's take your neck, for example. Most people injure their neck and their low back, lumbar, L4, L5, S1. In a rear-end automobile accident, and in many types of accidents, and in many type of automobile accidents or truck accidents. Or if you're a pedestrian, you can recover. So let's take your neck, for example. So your neck, they want to call it a sore neck. They say you went to the emergency room, and they look at those emergency room diagnoses, Brad, and many, many times, if not almost all the time, the emergency room doctors say you have a sore neck. So if you don't have anything positive on the x-ray, they might give you an x-ray or an MRI. If you don't have anything positive or grossly anatomically incorrect or injured where they have to give you immediate emergent attention, then they discharge you. And they usually give a discharge diagnosis of neck sprain or strain. Same thing with low back strain or sprain. And so the insurance company seizes on those words. It's a strain. It's a sprain. But you might still go through weeks, months, or years of medical treatment after you leave the emergency room because they always tell you to go see your medical doctor, follow up with your PCP. But the insurance company doesn't want to talk about that. What they want to talk about is your diagnosis of neck sprain or strain. And they want to say, and we're just showing you one way how they do it, they want to say, this is, you just had a neck strain, Brad. You had a neck sprain. Sprains heal. Sprains go away. Strains heal. Strains go away. What is your problem here a year later? What is your problem here 6 months later, a year and a half later?
And, of course, they always like to say, we know why you're doing this. You're doing this so you can get money from your case. And once your case is over and you've gotten your money, nothing else is going to happen. And it's all over. And you're going to run off and enjoy life. And that's, and we know exactly what your motive is. Because your motive for that pain is to get money. So according to insurance companies, really, but 98, 99% of the people who get in accidents and are hurt in accidents are liars. They're liars.
That's what they say, or imply.
Or they imply. Or they're greedy, or they're going to take the money. And insurance defense lawyers don't ever think that the adjusters and the insurance defense lawyers and even the doctors that they've hired aren't ready, willing, and able to call every single one of you out there liars and greedy and just trying to do it for the money because you aren't really hurt. And by gosh, this is a simple sprain that if it wasn't attached to money, you wouldn't be here and you wouldn't be saying you had any pain at all.
Right. And so we're still talking about neck injuries, but let's just take that great example, you know, that Brad gave. They do attack you. They either state or imply, they usually like to imply that you're lying. They imply you're making this up. They imply you're faking it, and there's ways to do it. We're going to be covering that next week. But just understand that's what they do. And they look at your medical records. They put your medical records under a microscope, and that's another way that they do it. But back to the emergency room. You got discharged, and you have neck sprain or strain. Folks, we know after 35 years of doing this, we know people have many times have life-changing experiences from a so-called neck strain. Because it's deeper than that. And those doctors at the ER do a great job, but they're not there to treat you and give you ongoing treatment and physical therapy and conservative modalities of treatment. They're there for an emergent situation. It's not an emergency any longer if you have to go to physical therapy or massage therapy or medical massage therapy or acupuncture with regard to your neck or any body part. It's not an emergency, so you're out of the emergency room and neck sprain or strain. But that's what the insurance companies seize upon. So, Brad, let's talk a little bit about the fact that they look at these emergency room records. You've got a neck sprain or strain, but then they say to you, well, I couldn't have lasted over a few weeks, and their doctors say it. But here you are a year later still suffering from the same injury.
Well, and that's another one where we all say, well, if you're still suffering and you're still in pain, and we can't find it on our MRIs, or we can't find it on our x-rays, we can't find it on these things, then once again, you must not really have it. And it's amazing to me how they can say that when we all recognize that we're still obviously progressing, trying to find what makes the body hurt, what makes the pain generate, what goes on. We don't have all the answers. And of course, they want to look and say, well, the answer is you're a liar. We look and we say the answer is that you're an injury, and they still haven't been able to find out what it is that's causing this problem. And it's a huge dichotomy, which if you get into that thing, you're going to feel a lot of times like you're a mouse or a hamster on a wheel where you just keep spinning and spinning and spinning, and nothing ever is going to go forward for you, and you're just going to be in that life.
Right. You know, what I like to say is, and we got a break coming up, but what I like to say is point out to people is you have a neck problem, and the doctors at the ER called it a neck sprain or strain. Go see your PCP. Why do they tell you to go see your PCP? Because you're going to follow up. Your neck is a problem. They give conservative modalities of treatment. They might have physical therapy prescribed for you. But ask yourself this question. How does the insurance company know, how does the insurance company doctors know that everybody's going to resolve within 3 weeks, or everybody's going to resolve within a month and a half? And if you don't resolve, you must be making this up. There's no human being in the world, I guess, that has a neck pain or a neck problem from an automobile accident longer than a month or a month and a half. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We're glad to bring this show to you. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's that easy. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We are available for free consultations with a built-in free legal game plan for you, for your accident, for your injuries, for your life. That simple. Give us a call anytime, 303-795-5900. So we're going to wrap up today's show, but just understand that these insurance companies have these attacks. You know, we got more to talk about in the upcoming weeks. We're going to talk about independent medical examinations, and we're going to talk about the procedures they use to minimize your claim. But, Brad, on the point we made right before the break, I guess nobody in the world has a neck pain or problem past a month and a half after an accident because the insurance doctors say, well, yeah, they had some initial pain and problems, but, yeah, in my opinion, nobody would have this after a month and a half, this type of injury. That's ridiculous.
Right. And we're going to forget the fact that the doctor's saying that. Not only has been treating this patient for very long and maybe meeting him for the first time, but the doctor saying that is making $500,000 to $1 million a year by being hired out by defense lawyers and by insurance companies to say those things.
Right. And you have to understand that. And we've taken their depositions before. Sometimes they say they make $500,000 to $1 million a year per insurance company to testify against injured victims. You get a free initial consultation with Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Give us a call or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people.